Chairman, tak, sobre esto.
I can sneak around here, I can cut across the grass, and Nobody would know, and I'd get here faster. That rule doesn't apply to me today. Sometimes, usually when we begin to do that, we're saying, I'm more important than the person who put that rule here, and I know better. So, we've got two kingdoms here, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Kingdom of the world, down here, and we've got kingdom of heaven, up here, and it's a big rift in between. What have I got in between, covering the big rift?
Cross,
yeah. And in the Bible it says the only way we can get from the kingdom of the world to the kingdom of heaven is by the cross. And the kingdom of the world has rules and regulations, and we ourselves, we do things our own way. And we're self-interested, and we're only interested in what's good for us and in our survival. And that's how the rules of the kingdom of the world. And Jesus says, if we want to get to the kingdom of heaven, we need to die to this way of thinking, that we're only all out for ourselves, and that life is about a whole lot of rules and regulations. Now, in the kingdom of heaven, we're given eternal life and the power to put aside our self-interest, just what we want for ourselves. And it talks about baptism in the scripture that we're going to read. We are baptized into Jesus, and his mission is to bring the kingdom of heaven to the world. So we're given charge to bring life to the world and to stop us just being self-interested in ourselves. Right. I just want to read a couple of verses here. Entering into his fullness, that's Jesus, is into understanding who Jesus is. It's not something you figure out or achieve. It's not a matter of being circumcised or keeping a long list of laws. We talked about rules here before. No, you're already in, insiders. And not through any secret of initiation rite, but rather through what Christ has already gone through for you, destroying the power of sin. And if it's initiation ritual you're after, you've already been through it by submitting to baptism. Going under the water was a burial of your old life. Coming up out of it was a resurrection. God raised you from the dead if you did it right. So for us to go from kingdom of the world to kingdom of heaven, we have to go through Jesus. Jesus is the only way that we can be, go from one world to the other and have our thinking changed. And Jesus has done that for us, and he gives it to us as a free gift. And all we have to do is die to ourselves, and he will raise us up with a new way of thinking. We just need to believe in him, that he's forgiven us for all the things that we do wrong, and he gives us power to do what is right. Let's just pray. Father, thanks that you have done that for us. That Jesus has made a way that it's possible for us to become alive to your kingdom. That we can have a new way of thinking. That we can change the way we live as a result. Father, those rules that we struggle to keep, Father, they burden us down, but their purpose is to point us to you, because you remove that burden, you give us the power to live the way you want us to, and the way you created us to be. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.